This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. There's a big racial disparity when it comes to COVID-19 deaths. Black Americans are much more likely to die of COVID than white Americans. There's been a lot of reporting on this. But when you look at older Americans, that disparity between black and white is even more stark. Judith Graham, a reporter with Kaiser Health News, has been looking into the data on this and the causes. She joins us. Good morning, Ms. Graham.
Good morning.
So just how stark of a difference is this when it comes to older Black Americans dying from COVID?
Well, you mentioned that there's been a lot of coverage of different disparities in how COVID is affecting populations. Across the general population, Blacks are three times more likely to die than whites. In the older population, the differences are more stark. For instance, among Blacks 65 to 74 years old, deaths are five times more likely. In the next age group, 75 to 84, deaths are 3.5 times more likely. And what you find is that the differences narrow with age because age itself becomes a risk factor for COVID deaths that eliminates some of the differential risk factors that younger Blacks face.
And we've also heard there's a big disparity in COVID deaths between Latinos and other white Americans. Is that as pronounced among older Latinos? And how does that compare to Black Americans?
There are definitely disparities for Latinos as well. Older Latinos are dying more often than whites are, but slightly less than older Black Americans are dying.
So when it comes to older Black people dying of COVID, why are so many more dying?
Oh boy, there are so many factors. Let's start with poorer health. Older Black Americans have a higher incidence of chronic illnesses that put them at risk of dying if they become seriously ill from COVID, everything from hypertension to heart failure. They have poorer access to healthcare over the course of a lifetime, which contributes to these poor health outcomes. More older Blacks live in poverty and in impoverished neighborhoods where COVID is circulating more actively than in more affluent neighborhoods. They tend to live more often in multi-generational housing, where either children who are now going to school or adults who are essential workers are moving in and out of the home, raising the risk of infection. It's a confluence of factors reflecting structural racism. Keep in mind that older Blacks have experienced a lifetime of racism with its attendant ill effects, including the health effects of discrimination.
And with that, of course, comes distrust of government and healthcare institutions.
Oh, absolutely. When I spoke to organizations serving older Blacks, they told me that they are encountering significant mistrust of the public health messages surrounding the coronavirus, of health authorities that are urging them to get tested, and of the prospect of having a vaccine. We're going to be guinea pigs again, is a common refrain. And what you see is a lot of suspicion and mistrust in the Black community, dating from the Tuskegee syphilis experiments, where they were denied treatment, to years, decades of encountering racist medical practices, the denial of care, discounting of their symptoms, poor care, all contribute to mistrust.
And at a time where people are so disconnected anyway, you know, you have older Black people disconnected from family, friends, churches who may be able to step in and help. What's being done to overcome these problems?
Well, it's not clear that a lot is being done, unfortunately. What is happening? I think right now there's an effort to have better demographic data so that public health officials and others can target interventions more effectively. Even now, much of the data that has been collected about COVID doesn't include information such as race or age, and it's very difficult to get a good picture of what's going on. Another effort is, of course, to reach out to African Americans who are isolated in their communities. And those efforts are being undertaken by churches and social service organizations.
One of the people you spoke with in your article that stuck with me was the director of Advocates for African American Elders in Los Angeles. And she said, you know, what this population needs is help from people who they can relate to, ideally African American community health workers.
Absolutely. I heard that from so many people. It's this issue of trust. And these elders tend to trust people who come from the communities where they live and who understand their experiences. And whether that be African American nurses or physicians or other adults in the community. The problem, of course, is that African Americans are not well represented in the medical profession.
That's Judith Graham, a reporter with Kaiser Health News, looking at aging. Thank you, Ms. Graham.
Thank you.
And you can read her story, Why Black Aging Matters Too, at our website, wfae.org.